Secular Live, the angry atheists continue their attack on college football chaplains.
Live from Washington, D.C., J. Secular Live.
Andrew Seidel is one of our five staff attorneys who worked on a new expose that just came out this week, the Freedom From Religion Foundation published, called Pray to Play. And this is about public university athletic departments that have embedded chaplains or other violations in their sports departments, correct?
Absolutely. And we're seeing this at many public universities around the country. And 100% of those chaplains are Christian, and almost all of them are evangelical Christian.
We've obviously gone too far with political correctness and the mood of the nation. Right now, especially in the Southeast, where it's faith, family, and football, to go down there and try to yank chaplains, they've got no chance. They're spinning their wheels, and I think what they're trying to do, when they saw how much luck they didn't have at Clemson last year and in college football, they've kind of lost their relevancy, and they're looking for, more atheists to give some money, so they're trying to get some more publicity out there. But life will go on in the South, and it'll go on with chaplains in these programs.
Welcome to J. Secular Live. This is Logan Seculo subbing in for my dad, as I have for this week. He's out on assignment, but we'll return on Tuesday with new broadcasts. We want to tell you a little bit about what's going on. Obviously, our topic this week has been about the Freedom From Religion Foundation and their attack on essentially just chaplains that serve college football players. People that are there in the locker rooms backstage, essentially, and will pray with them, talk with them, counsel with them, all from a voluntary point of view. Not only is it voluntary for the student to participate, it's a voluntary position from these chaplains from the FCA. These schools don't pay for it. This is specifically, a volunteer position for adults, but the FFRF isn't happy about that. They think this is an attack on, or this is forced religion on people's, on kids, essentially. But really, this is, we're talking about 18-year-olds, adult men and women, college athletes, student athletes, that really could use that sort of support and have a chaplain around to talk to be counseled with, to pray with, you know, whatever is necessary. And they're not just going after, you know, typically the FFRF, they go after these small schools like they did last year, a couple years ago with Appalachian State, and end up winning that case where they decided to end having prayer and in their college football program. So they usually go after these little schools because these little schools will back down because they're nervous and they're scared and they don't want to, you know, even make any news. But this time, they've gone after the big dogs: Auburn, Georgia, South Carolina, Mississippi State, Alabama, Tennessee, LSU, Missouri, University of Washington, Georgia Tech, Illinois, FSU, Ole Miss, Wisconsin, and Clemson. So a lot of the big SEC schools, a lot of the big Southern schools in general. We had Tommy Bowden on the other day. He was Coach Tommy Bowden, who was a coach of Clemson for a number of years, and he's had his run-ins with them, and they don't care for him as well. And he kind of made a statement that we've kind of stuck with, which is, at this season, you know, we're coming upon an interesting time, you know, of the year. This is college football season, and in the South specifically, he said, you stand up for the three Fs: family, faith, and football. And we couldn't agree with him more. And though we say this all in jest, no, we really need your support because of the fact that they have some judges that tend to agree with them. It sounds ridiculous that these, what we call them, the angry atheists are added again, and it seems like it's just a joke, but in general, this is all serious business, and we need your support. What we're doing is creating a letter. It's going to go to all of those universities I listed before, the big ones, Auburn, Georgia, South Carolina, and all of them, to say, hey, legally, you have the right to have this chaplain, this FCA chaplain. There's no issue with that at all. So we need to stand up for them. You can do that by calling 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Now, coming up, the rest of the broadcast will be something a little different. We've kind of compiled the best of this conversation over the last week or so. And because of the holiday weekend, some of us are out, and I just wanted to play some of the greatest hits that we've had. We're going to have Tommy Bowden on later in the show, so you'll be able to hear that interview again and have some fun with him. Again, if you want to be a part of this movement, we really would use your support. We really could use it. It's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org to sign the letter to be a part of our the entire movement to support these chaplains in college football and to support these student athletes. We'll be right back with J. Secular Live. A little best of coming up next.
The anti-Christian group Freedom From Religion Foundation is at it again, this time targeting some of the best football programs at colleges and universities in the nation. This atheist group claims that purely voluntary religious activities violate the Constitution. They're attacking the First Amendment free exercise rights of coaches and players, even sending a demand letter to Auburn and numerous other universities challenging the constitutionality of their school chaplains. This is absurd. The Constitution protects the religious freedom of coaches, chaplains, and student athletes. It protects the players' ability to enjoy voluntary religious activities. The ACLJ is preparing critical legal letters to these universities to protect the religious liberty of coaches, chaplains, and students. Join our letter, Make Your Voice Heard. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. So it's called Pray to Play, and this is an attempt by the Freedom From Religion Foundation to intimidate coaches and chaplains from giving, basically providing counsel and worship for these student athletes. Now, they don't have a plaintiff. I'm going to play a soundbite for you here where their lawyer acknowledges they do not have a plaintiff. No one has filed a complaint. Listen to what they said.
We noticed that these chaplaincies were existing at the high school level and at the college level, and it's such a bad violation of students' rights. We wanted to do something proactive rather than waiting for people necessarily to complain to us
We want to do something proactive rather than waiting someone to complain for us. Jordan, they have no plaintiff.
Yeah, that's right. They have no one to complain here. They have no one who is willing to fight back for them and actually put their name out there as someone opposed to this. And typical with Freedom From Religion Foundation, now they're going to try and find someone by this advocacy campaign, try and find some student, some player, and I think that'll be very difficult, that would actually say, I'm opposed to this, and try to bring, again, a lawsuit or the threat of a lawsuit that would then cause these schools to, they hope, to rethink these programs.
They're complaining that that groups like the Fellowship of Christian Athletes are providing, basically a situation where they're a voluntary chaplain. No one has to go to these chaplains. I mean, Logan, we talked about the other day. No one's required to do that. I mean, you don't have to go, but it's there available for the students and these student athletes if they need it.
Right. These student athletes who are adults, who are coming into this as, who are over 18, who are coming into this as obviously a big transition point in their life. Sometimes they need someone that they can reach out to talk to pray with if they choose to. But again, it's obviously 100% voluntary, not even paid for by the schools.
Right.
You know, this is something that is paid for by typically someone like the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the FCA, someone like that is actually providing the service. But
they complained about one of the schools reimbursing a chaplain a couple hundred bucks for meals when he was at the Cotton Bowl. I mean, that's how petty this is.
Absolutely. It's absolutely ridiculous. And it's something that is outraging everyone online right now. We, Lisa on Facebook just put, I'm sick of people trying to destroy our history. If you don't believe it, it's fine, but don't take away our history. And that obviously is a comment more related to the situation, the case that we just just won.
Huge win again, Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. I'm holding the order in my hand. I'm going to let our television audience see it and our friends on Facebook and Periscope. And I think Periscope may have some difficulties today, but no, everything's good. And we've got that there. Everything's working great. That's the order. Ninth Circuit saying the statute. Do we have a shot of the statute yet? Okay. Well, we'll get it. And let's go ahead and take a phone call here at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110, if you want to talk to us on air.
Sure. Brian in Colorado, you are on the air.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Brian.
Well, good to speak with you, Jay and Jordan. And I just really have the utmost respect for you. And I do pray for you guys. And we have been putting our money where our mouth is and our prayers are. I just want to say thank you for talking about
Thanks.
The victories that you guys are having through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Right.
And I know you guys are Messianic Jews, so God bless you. And I'm just extremely proud of you for your stance.
Well, thank you. You know, this win, you know, Will Haynes, our executive producer here, said this. It was interesting. Whenever we talk about the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and Jordan, this is true. You start the conversation, we had these cases pending, and then almost like a clock, you end up getting a win, and we got this win here where the court from the Ninth Circuit, which is a very liberal court, saying that they had the right to bring the suit, but the substance of their suit, that statute violated the Establishment Clause, was wrong.
That's right, and that this was a 2-1 decision, so they had one judge there agree with their radical position. It was a Jimmy Carter appointee. But in this case, again, they're going to appeal. They'll go try to appeal en banc, and then if that's not granted, then maybe to the U.S. Supreme Court. But and so this is what it's all about, being willing to fight, even going up to the higher levels of the courts, and not backing down because of the threat of a lawsuit. They win only if you don't fight back. If you fight back, you will beat the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And we, through this broadcast, want to make sure these schools are ready to do the same thing.
So, folks, here's what we need you to do. We need you to sign this petition at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. By the way, 26,000 have, or 23,694 have, with phone calls up over 26,000. Here's what we're saying. These school chaplains, voluntary school chaplains for these colleges, are constitutionally protected. The Freedom From Religion Foundation calls, you ready for this, calls the coaches and students worshiping together, ready for this, is their words, an unholy alliance. That's the word. Let me say that again. I want our television audience and Facebook and Periscope and radio to understand this. They're saying that if a student who is an adult, as Logan said, is praying with a chaplain, and the coach happens to be there and wants to pray as well, they call that an unholy alliance. So for that very reason, I need everybody that's listening to us right now to go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255 and add your name to this petition and letter going to these schools, backing these schools up, standing with these chaplains. You become part of that. They're calling it an unholy alliance. We're going to call it constitutionally protected speech. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
That's right. A lot of comments coming in. A lot of people supporting and kind of standing up for what Tommy Bowden said. A lot of faith, family, and football going loud right now on Facebook and on Periscope. That seems to be kind of the battle cry right now.
Yeah, this is Tommy Bowden. Let's go ahead and play.
Former coach of Clemson.
Yeah, Coach Bowden. Let's go ahead and play that.
We've obviously gone too far with political correctness and the mood of the nation right now, especially in the Southeast, where it's faith, family, and football. To go down there and try to yank chaplains, they've got no chance. They're spinning their wheels, and I think what they're trying to do, when they saw how much luck they didn't have at Clemson last year and in college football, they've kind of lost their relevancy, and they're looking for, more atheists to give some money, so they're trying to get some more publicity out there. But life will go on in the South, and it'll go on with chaplains in these programs.
That's right. We just got a great comment on Facebook. Patrick Sellers just said, I'm agnostic, but I 100% support the presence of chaplains. They're not just there for religious beliefs. They provide great counsel and a willing ear for folks that need it. They're heroes and save people's lives.
Well, there you go. So, yeah, it's like I said, it's not every atheist, but it is the Freedom From Religion Foundation. All right, we're taking your phone calls, folks, at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. And again, if you want to be part of this conversation about the angry atheists and their so-called, they call the pastors, the chaplains, the coaches, and the players, if they pray together, they call that an unholy alliance. How do you feel about that? 1-800-684-3110.
All right. Roberta Ann in California, you're on the air.
Hi, Roberta Ann.
Hi. How are you today,
Good.
Jay?
Good.
Good.
Great.
Thanks so much for all you do
sure.
for us. I have a comment. I don't think anyone's talked about it, but atheists have a religion.
Sure.
They have a God. They are their own God. They say, I am God, my beliefs, my opinions, my law, the way I see things, rules over everybody else, and everybody else needs to bow to me as God. And I don't understand that.
The Supreme Court actually recognized atheism as a form of religion. They call it a secularism or atheism as a form of religion. But they are trying to, and I think this is important to underscore, Jordan, they are trying to bully. I got to stress this, folks. There's nobody complaining here. There's no plaintiff on this situation with the coaches. No plaintiff. Nobody's complained. Not an alumni member, not a student athlete, not a student. What they're trying to do through their pray-to-play nonsense, which is what this is, they're trying to find a plaintiff, but they haven't found a plaintiff. Nobody, Jordan, has complained, but the American Atheists and the Freedom From Religion Foundation, they take these extreme positions. And in this case, by the way, the one we won, as Jordan said, they did get one judge to, we got two, so we win, but they got a judge to agree with them. They will try to find a judge to take their positions. That's what their goal is.
Now, in that case out of Montana, they lost at the district court level. That was an Obama appointee. They lost then now at the circuit court. That was an Obama and Bush appointee, George W. Bush. And then the dissent there, the one judge who agreed with them was a Carter appointee. They now want to go en banc. But I think you brought up the bigger point and why our advocacy campaign is important. They're going to look for some school administrator, someone somehow tied to the program, possibly, that they can make some link. And listen, you go into our American universities, I don't care if they're in the Southeast or not, there are plenty of these folks who may be angry atheists, especially within the bureaucracy. So they're searching for that person now, which is why we need to be ready to stand with these schools in case they take the next step.
All right, the conversation continues right now. We go to break in about a minute, but you can be a part of the conversation. Join us on social media through Facebook or Periscope. You can watch the show, be a part of it live. See the live taping going on right now for a television broadcast. All you have to do is go to Facebook.com/JSeculo. You can watch us live. You'll see it's the first post that's there, as well as Periscope. Search for us at JSeculo, and we're broadcasting live.
By the way, 113,000 Americans signed on to our brief in support of that Veterans Memorial. 113,000 of you signed on to that brief. And we ended up with a win against the Freedom From Religion Foundation. So a great win there. Again, thank you for supporting the ACLJ. They call it an unholy alliance. We call it protected speech under the First Amendment. You go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 and let's stand up with these students, stand up with these coaches, stand up with these volunteer chaplains. Make sure that these angry atheists don't get their unholy alliance codified into law. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Logan, I, and Jordan will be back in just a moment.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The anti-Christian group Freedom From Religion Foundation is at it again, this time targeting some of the best football programs at colleges and universities in the nation. This atheist group claims that purely voluntary religious activities violate the Constitution. They're attacking the First Amendment free exercise rights of coaches and players, even sending a demand letter to Auburn and numerous other universities, challenging the constitutionality of their school chaplains. This is absurd. The Constitution protects the religious freedom of coaches, chaplains, and student athletes. It protects the players' ability to enjoy voluntary religious activities. The ACLJ is preparing critical legal letters to these universities to protect the religious liberty of coaches, chaplains, and students. Join our letter, Make Your Voice Heard. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Fight the battle of church and state, church and state, church and state. We got to fight the battle of church and state, over the wall will come a tumbling down.
That, by the way, is I've heard that's Dan Barker, the co-founder of the Freedom from Religion Foundation. In a battle of the bands, let me just say, with no disrespect to a fellow musician, I even like saying that, not even a close call. But anyways, let's go back to the phones, 800-684-3110. Oh, by the way, a huge thank you to our those of you who supported the ACLJ in the month of August. We had a really big goal, and we really exceeded that goal by a lot. And we couldn't have done that without you, so thank you. Again, we couldn't have done it without you. We appreciate it so much. Your support of the ACLJ makes all the difference. We got, Logan, a lot of calls coming in, a lot of comments coming in by Facebook and Periscope. We're using all of our media today, radio, television, Facebook, Periscope, all of it engaged here. So social media, everything going at one time, which I think is great.
That's right. Let's go back to the phones. It's the easy way to get on the air. All you got to do is give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Evan, who's calling from New Jersey. You're on the air.
Hi, Evan.
Hey, thank you, Jay, for taking my call.
Sure.
Oh, man, let me just say praise the Lord and congratulations.
Thanks.
To you and your entire team. This is a fantastic win. And I just wanted to point out something in regards to, Jay, I've been listening to you guys for years now. And I remember a while back you had mentioned with these guys, these Freedom From Religion Foundation guys, like all they do is go around the country looking for people to sue, looking to start lawsuits.
Well, they go around trying to find monuments to bring a lawsuit. I mean, Evan, you're right. We talked about that, Jordan, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago. What was the one? It was right outside of the Blandensburg Cross outside of D.C. And,
right.
And they said
in
people
Maryland.
Were getting sick by viewing it.
That's right.
That was the allegation.
So it's like they just drive around looking for war memorials and small towns and maybe areas that are not doing as well as they used to and say, all right, instead of going after, you know, the memorials in Washington, D.C. on the National Mall, we'll go after the Bladensburg Cross and in a town which has been, hit a bit economically. It's a World War I memorial that was erected in 1925.
So this tells you that they are looking to try to create problems. I mean, again, you know, they say they get sick. I mean, we played that one yesterday from Megyn Kelly. I'm not going to play it right now. But, I mean, it's just kind of the nature of what it is. They don't like the cross at Ground Zero. There's been conversation about that. So this is on and on it goes.
Yeah, it's destruction of not only, historical monuments, but history in general. It's almost, I hate to even equate it to certain things that are just horrible, but it is just destruction of art. It's destruction of it's an injustice upon people's, like I said, history, positive history. We're talking about things that are positive or impacted people or moved
people. The World War II memorial that was the subject of the case in Montana was actually what the soldiers saw during World War II up in the Alps. It's an exact depiction of that. Do we have that? Do we have that picture?
I don't know if we do right now, but we'll get it at some point for the people watching on Facebook and Periscope.
There it is. There it is.
If you're not seeing it right now, you're seeing it on TV. It's essentially just a traditional Jesus statue, as you kind of would expect it, but very colorful and painted.
And they did it exactly the same way as what they saw. What the soldiers saw was exactly what was depicted there, and that's why we did it. So again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign on to that letter that we're going to be sending to the schools about their so-called unholy alliance.
Sure, let's go back to the phones. Heather's calling from St. Paul, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hi, Heather.
Hi. The term separation of church and state is not in the Constitution or on any legal official founding document, right?
It
was a private letter from Thomas Jefferson to a friend assuring religious freedom being protected from government or anyone interfering.
It was actually a letter from Thomas Jefferson to the Danbury, Connecticut Baptist Association saying that he will protect religious liberty and religious autonomy. You're absolutely correct.
So my question is, why the term separation in church? Separation of church and state.
Because in 1947, the Supreme Court of the United States in the Everson decision started using that phrase, taking it out of the Thomas Jefferson letter, where Thomas Jefferson made up utilized the phrase, the metaphor, the wall of separation. But it was designed to protect the church
from being interfered with by the government. So then now it's been flipped. And there were some decisions of the Supreme Court that did that. But I've got to say this. I'm holding it up again. By the way, this was the brief 113,000 of you signed on to that we filed at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. This is the opinion from the Freedom From Religion Foundation case on that case where we won, where the court was very clear in saying that you cannot remove all references to faith. In fact, the court said this: the Establishment Clause does not compel the government to purge from the public sphere all that in any way partakes of the religious. It's a huge, huge victory. Giant victory. Thank you.
Got a comment in on Facebook that just came in shortly, or Periscope, excuse me, just a minute ago, came and said, we should erect a new cross every time they file a lawsuit.
There you go.
Having a little bit of fun with that. Stephanie on Facebook said, our history should not be torn down, and that's absolutely the case. This, again, isn't history. You're not talking about that they're suing to remove, a Klan monument, something horrible and offensive that destroys people that you shouldn't, that would physically make you sick to look at. You're talking about a cross. You're talking about a Jesus statue. You're talking about, Christmas time, the nativities. You're talking about these things that are really have just become commonplace. And it's a ridiculous, press grab, essentially trying to get attention. This is why they're going after the football chaplains right now, because football starts in 3 days. So they know they'd get some attention. The Alabama football websites have to have news because, and when there's a slow news day, guess what? They just find out what people are talking about. What they're talking about is the fact that these organizations are coming in and trying to silence the chaplains at these big schools. And again, it's all for publicity. It's all for press. But the problem is it's all for publicity and all for press. But there are judges and there are courts that will take them seriously. And that's where you have to stand up.
So I showed you the picture of the war memorial that's up. This is exactly what the soldier saw in the Alps, both in Italy and in Switzerland. And Dan Barker was on with his co-president, Annie Gaylor. And this is what they had to say. This is number one. This is what they had to say about that Montana Jesus statue.
This woman that called me said that it's a war memorial. Is it a war memorial or what?
No. The special use permit that the Knights of Columbus got in the 50s records it as to provide a site for a religious shrine. And the map is titled Knights of Columbus Shrine. And there's even a tab pointing to it that's marked shrine. And this is a sham claim that it's a war memorial.
Jordan, that is a bogus argument because the shrine, as they're calling it, was the depiction of what the soldier saw. What the soldier saw was considered a religious shrine. That's what it was. That's what the soldier saw. This was a duplication precisely of that in honor of the veterans.
It is not something you would typically see depicted in any U.S. churches, Catholic or Protestant, this fully colored statue. This was something very typical in Europe, in the Alps, where our soldiers were fighting. It was, but of course, the correct term is a shrine. So they try to use the basic descriptive terms, which is what they were filing with the Park Service, 60 plus years ago, and use that against them. And they were just being honest about what it is exactly that would be going up. And that's the term to describe it. The court looked at the historical contents, the reason for why this specific shrine, why it looks this way, why it has that unique, very colorful, which is different than what we see here in the United States. And it's all because it was about World War II and what the soldiers saw fighting against the Nazis.
That's right. There's so many people who are chiming in online on Facebook and Periscope. You can be a part of that conversation, too. Just look up Jay Sekulo. You'll see we're broadcasting live right now. And that clip that we just played from them was from their podcast, which you can imagine how many people listen to that, with the fact that there are only 22,000 people that are members, unlike the millions of members of the ACLJ and the millions of people watching online. When you actually have only 22,000 members, how many people are listening to the Atheist podcast? I can't even imagine. Tens of people.
Tens of people. All right, folks. Hey, we're going to be here for another 30 minutes. You know that. SiriusXM, Periscope, and Facebook as well. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. They're calling it an unholy alliance. You add your name to this letter, backing up these chaplains, backing up these football players and these colleges and the coaches. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment. Mm-hmm.
The Constitution protects the religious freedom of coaches, chaplains, and student athletes. It protects the players' ability to enjoy voluntary religious activities. The ACLJ is preparing critical legal letters to these universities to protect the religious liberty of coaches, chaplains, and students. Join our letter, Make Your Voice Heard. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Video and see how you do. That's our friend Lee Greenwood. A great children's book out, too, I should say, that my daughter-in-law Amanda did the illustration work called Proud to Be an American.
Go to your Barnes & Nobles and all that. You can find it in the kids section.
Also
and
up on Amazon. So you do that. Yeah. If you're just joining us, Freedom From Religion Foundation 0, the American people 1, and that is U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, that Jesus monument stands. We're talking about also their Pray to Play, which is their attack on Christian coaches and chaplains, calling it an unholy alliance. We're fighting back on that as well. In fact, I approved yesterday the letter, the legal memorandums that we're drafting in response. Let's go ahead. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. I'm here. Logan's here. Jordan as well. And we're going to take your calls and comments. So let's go ahead and do just that.
Sure. Let's go back to the phones. We got Dennis who's calling. Excuse me. Reset that. Reed who's calling from Dallas, Texas. You're on the air.
Hi, Reed.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I just wanted to ask, how in the world can an atheist call anything an unholy alliance?
There's a good question. Yeah, how can they do that? Because they don't believe in the holy. I guess, except they worship at the altar of them of self-fulfillment from their own, you know, and the Supreme Court has said that, look, secularism is a form of a religious belief. But they're calling the unholy alliance here adult football players in colleges, voluntary chaplains and coaches that may want to pray with them. To them, that's an unholy alliance. But don't be shocked on this, because I want to play for you a soundbite right now between another one of these atheist organizations was interviewed by Megyn Kelly. And they talk about how they get physically and emotionally sick from viewing these what they call religious symbolism. Take a listen.
You also claim that this is causing emotional distress to you and other atheists and dyspepsia and headaches.
I think really? It's important to know. I think it's important to know that when our rights are trampled, we have the right to refuse it. We have the right
but
to complain.
But you're not answering my question.
And
really?
What?
Who's suffering dyspepsia and headaches because of this?
We have several complainants who are suffering, but the point
they'll
is...
They'll testify to that in a court of law under oath that they are suffering from dyspepsia and headaches because of knowing that this is in this museum?
Yes, and the World Trade Center will argue that the cross isn't Christian under oath as well. We'll see who's telling the truth.
There you have it. Well, let me tell you, they lost that one, too. The cross at Ground Zero stays, and the courts ruled this. But, Jordan, they do make – I mean, this is their allegation that they get physically ill knowing these monuments are there. Not even looking at them, by the way, just knowing them that they're there.
Yes, dyspepsia, which is indigestion, and, of course, the mental distress as well, that somehow – and it's really – this is a legal standard that everyone can agree upon, mostly on the right and the left when it comes to the judiciary – hurt feelings does not give you standing in court. having your feelings hurt by others' speech, whether it's government speech or an individual's speech or a business's speech, does not give you standing to challenge something under the Constitution in federal court. And they've been told this time and time again, but they are looking always for a judge that will agree with them. I want to make sure people understand that Montana, they have not won at any of these levels. So they lost at the district court level. They lost at the Court of Appeals level. Right. Now they're seeking en banc review. Then they'll try the Supreme Court. So they'll see how far they can go and see if they can get any shift. But ultimately, they will lose.
Absolutely right, because they never win. Now, sometimes they'll find, as Jordan said, that friendly judge, but we get that overturn on appeal. We're taking your calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. And let's take some phone calls here and get some comments as well.
I think we only have 30 seconds left.
But I guess not with 30 seconds to go.
I got a comment from Periscope. Got a comment. Why would someone be offended by something you don't believe in? Another one person said, demons probably do get physically ill from it, and maybe demons drive them. We're not saying that, but you do.
Yeah, somebody did on Facebook or Periscope. All right, ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to that letter. Going to defend these chaplains, the so-called Unholy Alliance, and we'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110.
The anti-Christian group Freedom From Religion Foundation is at it again, this time targeting some of the best football programs at colleges and universities in the nation. This atheist group claims that purely voluntary religious activities violate the Constitution. They're attacking the First Amendment free exercise rights of coaches and players, even sending a demand letter to Auburn and numerous other universities challenging the constitutionality of their school chaplains. This is absurd. The Constitution protects the religious freedom of coaches, chaplains, and student athletes. It protects the players' ability to enjoy voluntary religious activities. The ACLJ is preparing critical legal letters to these universities to protect the religious liberty of coaches, chaplains, and students. Join our letter, Make Your Voice Heard. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom, under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
All right, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Again, Logan Sekulow subbing in for MC Hammer. No, for my dad, who's out on assignment, my dad, my brother. But I'm happy to do it. Oh, still going. I still hear Hammer in the background. That's good. This is a long bump. It's a long bumper back in. Thank you so much for joining us. We're having a little fun here today, but we are talking about the Freedom From Religion Foundation and their attack on Christian athletes and Christian chaplains, and essentially faith in general on college campuses, especially when it comes to college football, which we're only a few days away. I just got to think that it's Hammer time. It is Hammer time for us it's time to speak up. It's time to tell the Freedom From Religion Foundation they can't touch the chaplains. And we're going to do that today. You can be a part of it. Give us a call, 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org, and defend these universities. Essentially, we're going to be sending a legal letter to all the universities that were mentioned before. Like I said, the big ones, Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, all these big universities, Clemson. And the letter's going to the universities, letting them know what their rights are and letting them know that they can do this. They can offer a volunteer chaplain. No one's forcing religion on these students or faith on these students. It's just something, it's an option. A lot of these guys, yes, they are adults, but a lot of times this is their first big move into their next generation of their life. So sometimes it'd be nice to have someone to talk to, someone to pray with, someone to be a part of as they go through this giant change from being in their hometown to now being, you know, potentially playing in front of tens of thousands, if not 100,000 people in some of these big schools like Tennessee, Georgia, and so on. We got a comment from we're getting comments now, though, from the Freedom From Religion Foundation on new attacks they're going after, as well as responses from coaches. We got a quote from Mark Richt, friend of the show, friend of the family, UGA coach. He said, we're a secular university. I understand that. We don't try to make anyone believe a certain way at all. Anything that has been done or anything that has to do with the spirit is strictly voluntary and never has any bearing on somebody's ability to play at Georgia. It's always been that way. And that's right. For a lot of these universities are coming under attack thinking that, you know, this is bad. And this is where the Freedom From Religion Foundation can kind of step in and do some stuff that we don't really care for. They can come in and say, you know, they can go after people, and sometimes these schools and sometimes these universities, not necessarily these big dogs, because I, you know, they're not going to back down about this. You know, they get scared and they say, okay, let's just get rid of the chaplaincy. It's easier. Let's just not go through a lawsuit. Let's just do it. But that's why you have to stand up and be a part of this movement. We have to reassure these universities their rights, that they know what they can do and what they can't. And having a volunteer chaplain, someone that is not sponsored or paid for by the school, but it's someone that's sponsored and paid for by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. You know, that there's nothing wrong with that. That's absolutely within their means. And we got a few lines open up, and I want to hear from you. We're going to be joined by Tommy Bowden later on in the broadcast over the next segment. You can give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Will is joining me. He's the executive producer of JSecular Live, and he's also taking your calls and comments today via Periscope and Facebook. Be a part of the conversation. Will, what do we have?
We've got quite a few people chiming in from all over the country, from Utah, even Puerto Rico, California, South Dakota. We have an interesting comment. You mentioned that there's some other attacks coming out from Freedom From Religion Foundation.
That's right.
Now, Sarah Mayfield mentioned one that actually we were talking about just before the show, a school in Indiana has received a letter trying to get them to stop their Christmas pageant.
What is it that they have a problem with it being a Christmas pageant? Just because they think just the word Christmas, just the endorsement of the fact that we have a Christmas holiday season?
Here's the
is
quote
an issue?
From Annie Gaylor, who is the co-president of the FFRF.
Oh, yeah, we all know her. Yeah.
She says, it's illegal for a public school to endorse religion to students by organizing a religious performance such as acting out the exclusively Christian legend of Jesus' birth.
Look, folks, we all celebrate Christmas. Most of us do. You know, look around. Starting in about 2 weeks, I'll end up. The stores will be covered in Christmas. You'll start seeing Christmas show up as early as September now. You know, pre-Thanksgiving, pre-Halloween, we already start getting into the Christmas season. But that's because people enjoy it. And the Freedom From Religion Foundation, you know, the fact is, obviously for us that are Christians and believers, think of that as a sacred time, as a time that we celebrate the birth of Jesus. But we all know that it's something that's celebrated worldwide. And they go after these things because, like I said, they're going after a school, a little school, and saying you shouldn't have a Christmas pageant. You know, absolutely insanity and purely insanity. You know, it's not anything that offends people. You know, it'd be fine if they also included the other face. We're not going after that as well. I think a lot of people are like, well, you guys don't stand up for the other face. You only stand up for Christianity. I think we'd be plenty fine if they said, oh, we're doing a Christmas pageant. We're also going to feature Hanukkah. We're also going to feature all the other religious beliefs and all the other stories, Santa Claus, whatever it would be. I don't think you'd hear a Christian upset about that. And again, don't go to the pageant if you care that much. It's absolutely insane. Will, there was one other complaint they had, which is my favorite one so far, that I want to reiterate to everyone who's listening, the Freedom From Religion Foundation never or very rarely wins at the end of the day. Now, their process does lead them to places they know where there are friendly judges to where they will occasionally get a victory, but typically by the end, by the time that we've had something to do with it, and they love to talk about the ACLJ, by the time we've had something to do with it, we've moved on. Or they've moved on and they've lose the case. You know, and that's just the facts of it. But we got to make sure that these schools aren't intimidated, because it's easy to get a letter from an organization that has pretty letterhead. I'm showing it to everyone. It looks all nice. This big packet that says Pray to Play that has professional unlicensed photos. You know, and all it is about is an attack on the American way of thinking, essentially. And you can say something, you can stand up, you can send a letter, be a part of it, sending a letter to all the universities, letting them know what their rights are, letting them know that absolutely you can have a Fellowship of Christian Athletes voluntary chaplain, someone that just is there for them if needed, or leads prayer. That is voluntary. These are grown men. It's absolutely insane, and you can do that by giving us a call at 1-877-989-2255 or joining us at aclj.org. It's as easy as that. We've been talking about it for the last few days, but as college football season ramps up, just in a couple days, with Thursday night, this is Tuesday or Wednesday. What day is it, Will?
Starts Thursday night.
Starts Thursday. Game. You can be a part of that. So they're going to get a lot of attention between then and now over the next couple days. And these schools are going to be pushed. You know, we've already heard responses from Coach Rick at Georgia. We've obviously heard responses from some of the other institutions. But some of these other colleges that aren't exactly the ones that are Auburn, Georgia, South Carolina, Alabama, and Tennessee, LSU, you know, these big schools are going to question it. And we have to make sure they know that they don't have to do that. They don't have to question it. They can continue on with business as usual. And you can be a part of that by signing that letter. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. But hey, we got a few lines open. It's a more fun day. We got Tommy Bowden coming on. He'll be on the next segment. We want to make sure that you join us for that. And you can give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. And we have a clip. If you're not familiar with Tommy Bowden, his 32 years of coaching experience, never had a losing season, and over a record of over 90 wins in his college football career, two-time ACC Coach of the Year while at Clemson. And he's currently a Fox Sports South football analyst. And let's play that clip.
They talk a lot about Christianity being meek, and a lot of people misunderstand it with weakness. I saw a definition of meekness one time being controlled power. But that's more or less what you need as a coach. You got to be strong. You got to be controlled. But you know, one thing about Christ, Christ was bold. I mean, you're talking about a strong guy. He was strong. And the more you associate yourself and understand the lifestyle of Christ, all the things that made him successful, and his athletics, if I need commitment, accountability, discipline, and sacrifice, and responsibility, and Christianity teaches that, you learn that from the Bible, you learn it from the lifestyle of Christ, why not marry the two?
Now, and he'll be joining us, Tommy Bowden. Coach Bowden will be joining us in the next segment of the broadcast. You want to make sure we're going to a break in about a minute and a half, but keep listening because he is definitely passionate, has a lot to say about this issue. They specifically have gone after Clemson and Tommy Bowden in the past and currently still are in this Pray to Play manifesto, if you will, that the Freedom From Religion Foundation has put out. And Will, what do we have?
Allison from Periscope wants to know, without the chaplains, what's going to happen to the team morals?
Yeah, I think that's actually a good point. You know, there's a reason they're there. There's a reason these schools invite in, you know, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. There's a reason they have chaplains on campus. They exist to, yes, not only, you know, further people's spiritual beliefs and have someone to talk to, but that is right. It's someone to be a counselor. It's someone to make sure that the association of these students, that they can get together as a team and move forward. Now, we're not saying that any of this is ever forced, and we don't even agree with that. We think it obviously should be voluntary, but you know, I think you're right about that. There's a good chance, you know, a lot of these people come from, a lot of the students and athletes come from completely different backgrounds. This is the first time a lot of them have met each other and been a part of a situation like this. So it is good to have a moral center for them to go to. And we appreciate that comment. Make sure you get them into me, Facebook and Periscope. We're going to a break, but joining us next, Tommy Bowden. I'm excited about this, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110 to be on the air, or 1-877-989-2255 to sign the petition.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The anti-Christian group Freedom From Religion Foundation is at it again, this time targeting some of the best football programs at colleges and universities in the nation. This atheist group claims that purely voluntary religious activities violate the Constitution. They're attacking the First Amendment free exercise rights of coaches and players, even sending a demand letter to Auburn and numerous other universities challenging the constitutionality of their school chaplains. This is absurd. The Constitution protects the religious freedom of coaches, chaplains, and student athletes. It protects the players' ability to enjoy voluntary religious activities. The ACLJ is preparing critical legal letters to these universities to protect the religious liberty of coaches, chaplains, and students. Join our letter, Make Your Voice Heard. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Sekulow Live, Logan Sekulow sitting in. We're already joined by our guest. We told you he'd be coming on. Coach Tommy Bowden is with us today. Thank you for joining us, Coach.
Thanks for having me, Logan.
Absolutely. And you've been very vocal about this situation going on where essentially the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the chaplains are being attacked for college football programs by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And what do you have to say about that?
Well, yeah, I think they're just doing it for publicity. They've had such little success in this venue. When I was at Clemson as the head coach, it was the ACLU. They didn't want me to take my team to the church on buses. And so I said, okay, no problem. I took them in cars. But I didn't slow down. I just ramped it up another notch. They tried the FF, and that was the ACLU. The FFRF came up to Clemson, I think, last year in the spring. Dabo Sweeney didn't slow down one bit, probably ramped it up another notch. And when they come down to Bible Belt, where football is a religion, and about 80% of the people in this part of the country down here this Saturday, and they're going to be at a football game, watching a football game, or listening to a football game, and then they're going to church on Sunday. So
absolutely.
Things this time of year, they have no chance of slowing this down, at least in the Southeast.
That's right. And there are ways that you guys can all help, and that's obviously by helping out. Sign this letter to let these colleges know that they don't have to slow down, that they can continue on with these programs. But Coach Bowden, why don't you go over a little bit with me? What is important to have these chaplains available, have somebody for these players to interact with? What good comes of these organizations?
Well, for a couple reasons. Number one, from a Christian perspective, that's an opportunity I have as a Christian coach. It's a great platform. But under the public university, if you look at the newspaper nowadays, college athletes are not making good decisions. A lot of them are making poor decisions. So the objective to be successful, and I don't care what you do, is to make better good decisions than bad decisions. The NCAA, the governing body of college football, restricts the amount of time that a head coach can spend with his players. It's about 20 hours a week, but you're held accountable 24/7. So therefore, as a head coach, I need as many resources as possible to help me help players make good decisions. Well, what about introducing them to a local church? A church is a building where people are trying to make good decisions. What about encouraging them to read the Bible? The Bible is a book about making good decisions. To go to FCA, it's a group of athletes that are trying to make good decisions. So it helps me. If I won't be as successful as a coach, if I can teach my players something about commitment, accountability, responsibility, discipline, and sacrifice, gosh, what better character or reference than Christ? Of the Bible that teaches about commitment, accountability, responsibility, discipline, sacrifice. So there's several good reasons to do it. I can't understand why they're under attack. They've got no chance.
Yeah, and that does bring up an interesting point. They readily admitted that no player has complained about this. No one has gone after. No one has approached them. No, you know, college football player has said, you know, I have this issue with these chaplains or this issue with, you know, faith being involved or spirituality being involved in the locker room. But what was the atmosphere like when you were coaching? Did you ever really get complaints from your players? Was there anyone who wasn't, you know, or not even just anyone, but was it, it's an accepted thing, it seems like, among players in college football?
All of it has to build the presentation that you give your players. You know, my job is not to save the players.
Sure.
But God does. I'm just trying to get resources to expose them to that part of their life. And when I took my team as a church once a year, for 12 years as head coach, I had one mother call me and say she didn't want her son to do it. That player was a starter. He was a good player. He wasn't penalized. So most of 9.9% of the time, it's a positive experience.
Sure.
You get positive feedback. Most parents, most mothers, you know, most parents want their children.
Absolutely. I know as a dad, I would want that as well. You know, I have a 2.5-year-old, so I don't know if he's playing college football, but one day I hope he does and has this sort of organization like that you guys had at Clemson and at so many of these schools, specifically in the South, but also all over the country. But we wanted to ask you about this. You know, we've kind of said faith, family, and football is your trademark statement. It's something that we've started to adopt here as well. But what's your feelings? You know, like I said, season starts Thursday. We've got Will Haynes, our executive producer. You are too. He'll be down at a game on Saturday. I'll be at one next weekend. It is part of the lifestyle here. But what's your thoughts on, you know, beyond, you know, it's always interesting to talk about faith and football and how that connects. But I'm curious just your thoughts on this season and how what are your projections leading up this year?
Well, you know, there's your usual cast. Everybody's picking Ohio State to repeat. They've got the best nucleus of players, depth at quarterback, great running back, experienced offensive line. They've got a great defensive end, Joey Bosa, somebody can bring pressure. So they've got the total package. Alabama, Auburn, those teams look to be the strongest. Then you got TCU and Baylor, Dallas from the Pac-12, and are the Big 12. And then you've got, of course, Oregon's always big in the Pac-12. ACC is, overall, the conference is not as strong, but if Florida, Clemson, possibly a dark horse Georgia up in there. So
I hope so for my Bulldogs. I'm a Georgia fan. I'm sorry. I know that's not to say what you want to hear, Coach Bowden. But, you know, it is interesting, and this will kind of just wrap up with this, and I appreciate you joining us. You know, we read this sort of manifesto that they put out, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, Pray to Play, and you are mentioned quite a bit, and so is your dad. And is there any sort of like almost sense of pride in that, the fact that they are specifically going after people like yourself, people that are this passionate about this issue and about their faith?
You know, I answer to one person, God. Well, I answer to my wife, but she's down the line. But I answer to God, and that's who I'm going to help account responsible on Judgment Day. And as long as I put a smile on his face, that's the most important thing. You got to be smart how you do it. I think me and my father have been fairly smart in how we've presented the gospel, but we didn't slow down. He didn't slow down. I didn't slow down. These schools down here are not going to slow down. They're spinning their wheels. And they don't have a prayer.
Thank you so much, Coach Bowden. Tommy Bowden again, Fox Sports analyst, Fox Sports South analyst, as well as we'll be growing to be seeing him everywhere over the next few weeks. So make sure. Thank you, friend of the show, friend of the family. I really appreciate you joining us. Got a comment in on Facebook that said, Coach, thank you for being more than just a coach for a game, but a good life coach for all of us. And I appreciate you joining us. All right. Thank you so much. And that was Coach Tommy Bowden. Really exciting for me as a football fan to have someone like that on the show. We got to talk a little football. I got to switch it up a little bit, but that doesn't stop the fact that the conversation continues. We'll be joining you. If you want to join us, you can join us for the next half hour. If you're on SiriusXM, you got it. If not, there's a few easy ways you can be a part of the conversation. You can go to ACLJ.org and stream it live, or watch us, interact, get your comments and questions in on Facebook or on Periscope. All you have to do is search for Jay Sekulow on Periscope or Facebook.com/Jay Sekulow. You'll see it's the first thing right now, live video. You can watch the rest of the show there. But like Coach Bowden said, these organizations aren't going to slow down. But there is that threat that they will. And not that they will, but that some of them will be bullied into it, especially the ones outside of the South. You know, specifically mentioning the South, it's true. A lot of people won't have an issue with it. You're not going to have UGA stop having chaplains. You're not going to have Clemson. You're not going to have Florida State. All these universities have this sort of issues. But the group like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, their attack on whether it's a statue of Jesus in a war memorial, or whether it's in God We Trust on currency. It's pretty insane. But you can be a part of it, standing up for these college campuses and standing up for these college students and players, student athletes. Let them know that you stand up for them and that you think it's fine, as well as just every college athlete, because the fact that no one has spoken out against these chaplains. No athlete has come out. They're being proactive. But we need to be proactive as well. We need to let them know. 1-877-989-225 or ACLJ.org. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back on the show tomorrow. Make sure. Have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Jay Sekulow Live.
The Constitution protects the religious freedom of coaches, chaplains, and student athletes. It protects the players' ability to enjoy voluntary religious activities. The ACLJ is preparing critical legal letters to these universities to protect the religious liberty of coaches, chaplains, and students. Join our letter, Make Your Voice Heard. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.